I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. Okay. So first, I think the ad regarding crime deals with certainly. I don't think anybody can dispute the fact that car thefts have exploded in Erie County and have exploded under my opponent's tenure. And a lot of that is due to the fact that he supported some of the disastrous policies that have led us that created. An environment where people can steal cars and steal property, whether it's shoplifting or anything else, without really any fear from the criminal justice system. That's something that certainly has to change. As it relates to the price gouging ad, I think it's important for people to understand that district attorneys have complete jurisdiction to prosecute every crime in their county, with the exception of those crimes that are specifically designated to different prosecutorial agencies. So if a law is drafted that says only the Attorney General or only a special prosecutor has jurisdiction to prosecute those crimes, then that is a situation where a local district attorney would not have jurisdiction to prosecute it. The price gouging statute in New York State makes it very clear by the use of the term may that both the attorney general and a local district attorney have jurisdiction to prosecute price gouging, and if it occurs, it is a crime, and I will absolutely prosecute it to the fullest extent of the law.
How prepped are you to run an office with 200 plus employees and a $26 million annual budget?
No, I'm ready. Well, first of all, I was in the office for 7 years. I know how it should run. I know how crime should be prosecuted. I know how to manage lawyers, and I had a fantastic experience under leadership that was very effective in managing that office. I'm not daunted at all by the prospect of managing the Erie County District Attorney's Office. I think I'm entirely prepared for it. I think I have the experience to do it. I know how the job needs to be done, and I'm excited for the opportunity, and I know that under my leadership, the office will return to being an agency that thoroughly and completely delivers justice to the victims of crimes.
Do you at least admit that using a current photo of the DA in a story of his arrest from nearly 40 years ago, as he said, is not deceptive to the public? I've had people tell me that they think it just happened.
Look, I can't control the fact that I don't have a mugshot of Mr. Kane when he was arrested for driving while intoxicated and felony assault of a police officer. I think the voters have a right to know who it is that we're talking about. We live in a society and a medium where television is an important part of it. They need to know who I'm talking about. I think it's entirely above board. I think the hand wringing about the use of the photograph, I think, is overblown mainly by my political opponents.
But they think it just
happened. Well, I mean, look, they can. It is very easy, and everybody should look up the story, do their own research, and learn exactly what happened, and learn and hopefully understand why I believe his breaking the law 40 years ago is entirely relevant to his ability to enforce the law today.
James, I can imagine it's maybe difficult for you running against somebody who's been in office and who's been doing this for 8 months actively in the role of acting DA. Do you feel your performance today was enough to kind of maybe sway anyone's opinions one way or the other to determine whether or not they were you or not both made? I mean, just your thoughts?
I certainly hope so. I think I have a... that was certainly one of my, in addition to my firm belief in engaging in the democratic process, obviously one of my intentions here today was to let voters know who I am, to introduce myself to them, and to explain what it is and what I hope to do when I'm elected district attorney. I hope my performance today accomplished that. I feel very optimistic about the election coming up. And I think it was just overall a thrilling opportunity to be here and engage in the democratic process. I really enjoyed it.
What was the tipping point when you decided to run for the board?
The tipping point? I tell you, there were a few of them, but I would say the one that certainly offended me was 4 years ago, when the current administration made what I believe to be a political decision to prosecute two Buffalo police officers for doing their jobs. I think they buckled under political pressure from the governor, from the attorney general, and I believe the county executive, and they charged two police officers for basically doing their jobs. And that is exactly the type of spineless leadership that that we can no longer tolerate and no longer expect and should no longer expect from the district attorney's office. Some of the hardest things, it's a terrible thing, and this is for everyone to understand, it's a terrible thing to accuse somebody of a crime. You have to be right. And when you publicly accuse somebody of breaking the law, especially somebody who is a law enforcement officer, you have an obligation to know not only that you have enough to charge them, but you have to know whether or not you can prove those charges in a court of law. And any lawyer looking at that case, because it was all on video, knew immediately that that case was going nowhere. They did it because of a political consideration, and the grand jury did its job when they dismissed those charges immediately.
Just to clarify, you're talking about the officers charged for pushing Martin Gagino to the ground?
Officers McCabe and Torgalski, absolutely.
What are the voters saying to you when you're out and about? What are they telling you?
I can tell you, no matter what part of Erie County you go to, crime is at the top of everyone's mind. You can't talk to a single person, you can't go to a single chicken barbecue without somebody coming up and telling me, their car got stolen, their aunt's car got stolen, somebody they know's car got stolen. There's no doubt about it that it is a hot button issue. And I think the reason why it's such a hot button issue is because not only of the disastrous policies that have come from Albany, but I think also some of the troubling decisions that this administration has made in prosecuting cases.
The election is less than 2 weeks away. For people who are going to put your name on the ballot, what do you think they're voting for?
For people who are voting for me, what are they voting for? I think they're voting for change. I think they're voting because if they're voting for me, they're tired of the way things are going. They're tired of the way that crime seems to always go up. They're tired with the idea of every change in the criminal justice system seems to benefit criminals over law enforcement officers and regular people. I think there's a palpable sense of frustration among the voters, not only here in Erie County, not only in New York State, but I think nationwide. And that's why it's so important. It was so important for me to make sure that the people of Erie County had a true choice a true choice in this election, because, as I said, the Office of District Attorney is one of the absolute most important offices in local government. It literally is, its role is to provide justice to people. And I hope and pray that most of the Erie County residents never have need for our services, never have need for the Erie County DA, because it seems like we're only involved on usually the worst days of people's lives. But they need to know, and they should, and when I'm in office, they can trust that I'll be there behind them seeking justice and making sure that crimes are getting prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.